Thanks, guys. One thing we don't talk a lot about, but is so critical to the way the Eagles play offense and the way you can attack the 49ers defense, is formation. And one thing that the Eagles do extremely well is line up in what we call 3-by-1 sets. That's the formation. And you can actually see it very clearly on the touchdown to Jeremy Maclin in the fourth quarter that put the Eagles ahead. Now here, as we look at the play, you're going to see exactly what I mean. It's 3-by-1. You have three receivers to one side. That's the three in the 3-by-1 set. And on the back side, you have one receiver. Now notice on this play, it's what we call a closed formation to the back side. You have one receiver. It's the tight end here. He's on the line of scrimmage. He's not split. So it's a 3-by-1 closed set. Now we're going to clear the screen for a sec. One thing that you have to take note of here, most teams to 3-by-1 sets, they don't play with two deep safeties. They play with a single high safety, and you can see that right here. Now, on this particular play, that safety is cheated to the single receiver side, which is very interesting. So what the Eagles do here is they essentially are going to attack. It's vertical routes. Maclin is the guy who's going to get the ball. As you know, this was his touchdown. But what they're planning here is, number one, they need Cooper on the outside to occupy this corner so he can't drop inside in the cover three look. They need Matthews inside here to run across the field, kind of what we call an over route. He has to make sure he occupies this safety. That means you're going to get Maclin one-on-one. You'll see Maclin is clean down the seam with no other defender. Touchdown for the Eagles. Now, when I study the 49ers defense last week against the Arizona Cardinals, they again did a great job with formations, 3-by-1 sets. And you're going to see that right here. Similar look to what we just saw with the Eagles. Not the same distribution of receivers and where they're located, but you can see right here there's three receivers, okay? And then you get the closed formation as well, just like the Eagles. Same thing we saw. The closed formation here, though, is absolutely critical to this play. The reason they attacked Parrish Cox, the corner, and this is cover three. We talked about single high versus 3-by-1. There's the single high safety. Notice this time he's cheated to the three receiver side. But Cox is the critical defender here to watch. With the closed formation, he's lower and tighter to the formation. But this is his deep third. He's responsible for everything that's behind him. That's his area of responsibility. Now, as we clear the screen and let this go, and if we just freeze it right about here, you're going to see John Brown right there. There's Parrish Cox. Parrish Cox does not see John Brown because he came from all the way on the other side of the field, so he's not in Cox's line of vision whatsoever. But it's Brown's deep over route that will attack the deep third behind Parrish Cox. So they baited Cox with the formation, and then they got John Brown behind him on the deep over route. Beautifully, beautifully executed by the Arizona Cardinals. Beautiful touchdown. Again, 3-by-1 set, closed formation. You can really attack vertically with vertical routes out of 3-by-1 sets. The Eagles do that very, very well. You're going to see that against the 49ers.